And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
You
scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 844, part 2. And my name's Corey. And because Jim and Them's always stealing my stuff, now I'm stealing their stream. That's right, I'm in charge. I'm the one running the show, and I'm going to introduce Jeff Murphy.
I'm going to say it. They can't stop me. They cancel me for saying the N-word, and the N-word I didn't say. Oh, my God. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. Why? What did Israel ever do? What the hell? But it's nothing new. It's nothing new. Anti-Semitism. Stars, they changed their name. Jon Stewart, John Leibowitz, your boy from The Daily Show. Nice try. Winona Ryder. Winona Cleavowitz, I think it's literally something like that. And then Bob Dylan, he's in a movie. Bob Dylan. Zimmerman. He changed his name from George Zimmerman. Like, we're going to forget. Try to kick off a race war. He's not even Mexican.
Is this more stage stuff you do?
Yeah, it works.
Oh, wait, is it really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't sure. I thought you just kind of were riffing. I thought you were just riffing on Jew names or whatever.
No, I forgot what Winona Ryder's real one is, but the whole point is to say George Zimmerman. Anyways, I will say the N-word back to Mike.
Mike's not here. I've taken over. I've stolen Mike's mic. I'm Corey, and I'm going to introduce my arch nemesis, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Wait, are you talking about Jim from Jim and Them?
Yeah, why?
I hate those guys.
Wait, are you Corey?
Yeah, it's me. It's Corey Feldman, the guy that got their YouTube channel taken away.
Corey, it's nice to meet you. I'm Corey.
Yeah, I love Corey. I fucking hate Jim and them.
I'm Corey.
Trump Corey, is that you?
It's me. I'm Corey Feldman.
Ah, yes. Welcome, everyone. I got a canned response on my Better Business Bureau inquiry.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, do you want to accept this? And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
I do not accept. And I even said, I was like, you're just sending me more canned responses. So now the ball's back in their court.
Really forcing their hand.
Not, yeah, they're not going to do anything.
Take that. The pressure's on now, YouTube. Balls in your court now, YouTube. Jim and them's coming in hot.
I did the same thing with Spotify, but then I just forgot about it. And if you don't like respond in like 10 days or whatever, they just close it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to forget about it this time. I'm going to keep going. Because eventually it's just going to go to someone that's like, all right, rubber stamp.
Yeah.
You can't rubber stamp a triple stamp. And I'm like, yeah, you can. And then they're going to do it and we'll get the channel back.
Triple stamp or rubber stamp?
What was I going to say?
Probably something dope.
Yeah, something dope is sick. Dope is sick.
Dope is sick.
What was that thing you kept saying?
I kept saying things are dick. Low. I was like, oh man, that's dick. When we were shopping,
that's dick. Yeah.
I was like,
you kept accidentally saying things are dick, which is like a weird combination of dope and sick.
Yeah, because you weren't doing it to be cool. You just kept saying dick.
I made up a new slogan. It's calling. It's when something's dope and sick, it's dick.
Like, yeah, you just kept being like, whoa, that's dick. Like, you'd like try and stop me. You couldn't.
You didn't make up a slogan. You're just subconsciously gay.
No, I'm straight as hell. That's why I'm calling stuff dick.
Oh, true.
Man, that's dick, dude.
That's like such a middle school cop.
But yeah, I mean, it is Christmas season. I guess depending on when this goes up, this might be Christmas Day. Ooh. If you're on the podcast.
Well,
we do have. I have some gifts for you guys.
Yeah,
so.
Every year.
One of them didn't come.
Every year we give each other gifts on the show because we're friends.
I mean, we were already celebrating all these gifts that we got from Eric. Thank you so much.
Gifts
and
quotes.
I guess we do have to give a few more of these things out.
Yeah.
Gifts, Christmas gifts. Mine's not wrapped either. I'm sorry.
You're a sack of shit, Jeff.
Jim's really going to piss when he finds out who didn't get their present yet. I ordered it a long time ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. It's coming the 23rd. It's bullshit.
See how I did this thing where it's like a kind of like a candy? It's because I had way too much paper on it. I didn't know how to wrap it in a way that made sense.
Oh, yeah,
so like,
really
I'll turn it into like a candy wrapper.
It's a perfect way to do it.
There you go. How are we gonna? What order do you want to do this in? I'm jumping on it, Jim. Here you go.
I have two things for each of you.
Okay.
Here's one of your things, Mike.
Thank you. So, Jim, when you open that, it might not immediately be obvious what it is, but I will tell you.
It's a heart-shaped box. It's a giant heart-shaped box.
It's a Love Left 2.1.
You ignore the box. I just need to put it in a box.
All right. There's a box within. Ooh, wait a minute. We got some E.T. stuff.
Now, Jim.
Yes?
There was something you were looking for very hard while we were in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I have a friend that lives in Hokkaido and says that there is a humongous gacha joint over there. And I was like, can you do me a favor and look and see if there is an E.T. machine? Sure enough, he was able to find it. So I sent him. I was like, here's a budget. Just keep going until you get them all. So, Jim, that is every single one of the E.T. gotchas you can get out of the Japanese gacha that we were unable to find.
Yeah, we were trying to find the Japanese ones. These are dope, dude.
Honestly, we got pretty lucky. He only had like two doubles before we got one of each.
Jim immediately starts choking over. Jim, no, Jim.
One of them I wrapped separately. It's the one that came with a bike. So the bike, you'll know where how they all go together. But yeah, there you go, Jim.
Thank you.
I was able to snag all of the Japanese E.T. gachas. He said that he was only able to find two machines, and one of them was almost empty.
Yeah, they must love E.T. over there.
Yeah, yes, they do.
But yeah, I was like,
and I love E.T.
Yeah, I actually asked him, I'm like, hey man, are you near any gacha places? And he's like, dude, I'm next to one of the biggest gacha places in the country. And I'm like, oh shit, I might have to fucking do it, Tom.
Oh yeah, there's a bike one.
So there you go, Jim.
Thank you, man.
Merry Christmas.
I appreciate that.
Do you think they love E.T.? Because a lot of them look like E.T.
Do they?
Here you go, Jeff. There are technically two things in there, so make sure that you're noticing the two things.
Okay. This is a good song. Okay. Ooh, that's literally the shirt.
This is official merch, Jeff.
Oh, that's sick.
The Misfits Jason mask.
That's awesome. I love that.
Thank you. Wow. And now,
damn,
Jeff.
My gift's so gay. Here,
and Jeff, now you can match all of us. You officially own a Spirit jersey, my friend.
Ah, Friday 13th Spirit jersey.
I have a Spirit jersey.
Oh, do you?
It's like a Wicca Phase Spirit
jersey. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
It was funny because I was trying to think of a second thing to get Jeff. And I don't think I did a good job.
Is it a big cock for his mouth? Is this for Jeff?
Yeah, just have him open that one.
Okay.
Is this a bar of jar preserves?
Okay. Like sauce?
I'll probably regret
it's wet. Oh, it's moonshine. It's leaking.
Is it leaking?
It's a jar of leaking moonshine.
It's pepper. It's
what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I was like, is this a good gift? Peppermint moonshine? I have another thing for you, though, too.
Hell yeah, I'll try it.
But, Mike, open the...
Yeah, I'll open.
That's Mike's first one.
Nice little... maybe I'll... You want to taste some of the peppermint moonshine?
Maybe I'll have a tiny little sip.
Wicked the game.
The game, yes.
Is this like a trivia game, or is it like...
I honestly don't know.
Oh, no, shit, it's like a card game with, like, characters and shit.
Because I think there was a different Wicked thing I was going to get you at first. Oh, it was a coloring book. And I was like, this isn't good. It's like, oh, it's a Wicked coloring book? That's not good.
Work with your friends to unlock the chapters of your story and make a thrillifying magic before the wizard can track you and you can reach 13. I don't know, that's a bad sentence. If you can defy gravity by reaching the Emerald City first, you have won. But the wizard there's a wizard. So you're trying to beat the wizard. That's what it meant by wizard track. His royal Ozness has become too strong, and he's convinced Oz of your wickedness. All right.
You think you're going to beat me, the wizard, the wizard.
Goldblum.
Thanks, Jim. I'm going to play this.
This, I don't know.
Wait, real quick, Bubs in the chat. Yeah, Jim and Jeff drink the peppermint.
Yeah.
That's like the lyrics in that song.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, no.
People have been talking about that in the Discord, and I have no fucking clue what they meant.
Oh, yeah, because part of the AI song is like, Jim and Jeff at the peppermint.
What Jim and Jeff did at the peppermint.
Yeah. This I just thought was cool. I don't know. It's the lore isn't that great on there, but it was this is the original Vegas baseball team, the Stars.
That's actually pretty dope.
The color scheme. It's what the 51s were before the 51s.
Now the
Aviators.
That's actually pretty dope.
In the 70s color scheme because it was the 70s gear.
70s ass colors for sure.
Because I almost got you a 51 tag because I didn't know what to get you.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. And it's a snapback.
And it's a snapback.
It's not a fucking dad hat.
It's not a dad hat. There were some dad hats, and I remembered. And then I can remember what size head you were.
Is it size? It's a snapback.
No. I meant before, because I was looking at other ones that were fitted.
Fuck.
But yeah, thank you. The puff print.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, it's like nicely embroidered. This isn't like one of those like dollar store trucker hats where it's just like printed on.
That's lids, my friend.
Yeah, this is nice. Look at that, Jim. Look how nice.
That is nice. Happy Christmas, Gordon Hale. Gordon Hale in the chat.
Happy Christmas, Gordon. Gordon, like did you get your Christmas card yet?
Oh, yeah. Did you? You've already sent those out?
I sent them all out as of Wednesday, so I bet you a bunch of people have them already.
Nice. Yeah. That rocks.
Tell us what your favorite thing on your card says. Is it about cum?
Yeah, if you get a card, send us a picture on the Facebook or link us on Twitter or drop it in the Discord.
Wahoo.
That one's for Mike. Wait, is this right?
Maybe I'll taste this peppermint.
Yeah, that one's for Mike. That one's for Jeff.
25. Let me see the shot glass.
Thank the goblin ghoul. Corey
Feldman. Well, before I open your first gift, I should open your second gift that you gave me first. So oop, I spilled one.
Oh no, it's going through the table again. Alien's blood. Oh,
there's my penis. All right, let's taste this.
Oh, you're tasting the spearmint? I mean, the peppermint? Jim and Jeff did it, the
be
peppermint?
So gross. You gave me spearmint moonshine, like gum flavor moonshine. All right, let's go. Ooh, it's thick.
Thick like cum?
It's like a nice viscous alien blood.
Well, it would be probably good. It's very reminiscent of our old friend Rumplemintz.
Ah, okay.
I didn't know you were allowed to sell moonshine.
No, I remember we got
did you buy it on Etsy.
It was when we did Shot Roulette, we had moonshine.
I remember, we got moonshine years ago one time too. And I think I don't think it's really like the moonshine you think of.
Oh, okay.
Well, moonshine, it's the same kind of alcohol, but they're making it illegally, so the proofs could be all over the place. So you could get hot shot like a heroin and just go blind. What is this? Oh, yeah! It's the Rizzler and Biggie in front of 9/11.
Oh, shit! Rizzler tank top!
And both of those shirts you can currently get at the Jim and Them Tee Public. Both of those shirts now available at teepublic.com. Search Jim and Them. You can get the Rizzler Sizzler logo. Or you can get the Rizzler and Biggie standing in front of the World Trade Center.
The Rizzler. Wait, let me see, Jeff. The Rizzler Biggie in front of the World Trade Center. Did you make that yourself, Jim, or is that like an image that's been going around?
Someone else had the idea, but I made my own version of it.
That's pretty good. Well, thank you. Thank you.
It is funny. I did think about getting you guys my merch in fucking T-Public, dude. That's great.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
I wouldn't have it any other way. What a great evening.
I'm
sorry your present hasn't come yet.
No, you're good. It's okay. All right. Let's figure out how are we doing the giveaways here. What do we have so far? One sec.
Are we still at stuff to give away? What do we have?
We have calendars. We got pictures of our dicks. Can I have a Reese's? Thank you, sir.
One second here.
This song's so fucking good.
Oh, yeah. The goblin ghoul has been stopped. Hold on. I'm just looking at our contestants here.
Man, I remember. First talked about this was just supposed to be this is the best. Dumb joke, some dumb thing we did for fun. Jeez. And now look what it is. It started with a dream. I kind of like that one too, because what I would have expected to be on the front was on the back, and they just had the Misfits like kind of like corner logo in the front. It was a good one. And I was surprised. At first, I assumed that was just like some Etsy shirt, but like it was official merch.
It's nice. It's like puff print. Yeah.
Well, and it's a shit, what do they call it? True color. Wait, True Colors?
Oh, yeah, like the, what's that? Used to be shit, Gildan?
What's it? It says on the tag, it's something colors. They're really nice. They're my favorite. Comfort colors. Those are my favorite kind of shirts.
So
comfort color shirts are nice.
Elizabeth got a Funko Pop. And then Hawaii Tom got a calendar.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Then we got Doug got a Funko Pop.
Yeah.
And then we got James Wilson. We haven't given. Maybe he could get a standee.
Yeah.
Oh, and he could get this shirt.
He could have a mask. He could have a standee, a shirt, and a mask. All then right. He can cosplay as Corey.
Yeah, that's true.
Jesus, this is the stickiest dream.
The toys.
All right, so what else?
Corey's never done anything for anyone in his life.
So sticky. All right.
Okay, so now we got a hooking up DVD.
Okay.
that we can sign if you want. And you also get a calendar.
We apologize in advance if you win a prize.
Let me pull up the old wheel here.
That moonshine.
Is it shining?
It's good. You
shining?
Something about that moonshine, baby.
That sticky shine.
That sticky water.
Give me that sticky shine.
Give me that sticky water, Edward. Edward, I need that sticky water.
Squabo or whatever.
Squabo.
Yeah, what is it?
Schwabo.
Schwayen.
Schmeo?
Schmeo.
Yeah. Tom Simon again.
Get that guy out of here.
How does this motherfucker... Dude, there's like 200 names on here.
He betrays you. He rigs it.
That's because he's the luckiest man in the world.
But Tom doesn't want anything.
Yeah, the man who wants for
I mean,
not...
he's getting a calendar.
Yeah, he's getting a calendar.
He's getting two calendars
new
now.
New spin.
All right, new spin.
Yeah, one for him and one for his wife.
Actually, well, I did play since I was in California. Uh-huh. Did they do the drawing of the fucking Mega Millions yet?
I didn't know.
Did I win the Mega Millions
what
yet?
What if it's Tom Simon again?
Jessica Benson!
Come on now!
That's one of my personal friends.
You want a hooking up DVD if you want it. Does she want a hooking up DVD?
You can watch it with her and hook up with her?
I will text her really quick.
Because if not, she could just get a calendar.
Oh, does she want to date me? Ask her.
She's married.
Ask her.
You just eating ain't cheating, though, Mike.
One of the worst prizes in the world by donating to my charity.
Watch a DVD and I'll eat her out.
Do you want it? Question mark. Also, do you want to date my friend? All right, I still texted her. I let her know.
Imagine being the husband. You're like, what the hell? This guy already hates texting me. And then there's this other guy. How many licks to the inside of...
I'll let you guys know what she says.
Let's see. What do we got? 220. Nope. None of these numbers. I don't have any of these numbers, Mike. 220, 51.
I don't have none of these numbers, Mike.
What are the numbers? What were the numbers? Oh,
220, 51, 56, 67, 19.
You didn't do 22, Jim.
Like a fool. I should have done 22 across the board.
Yeah.
22 weren't even one of the numbers, though.
That's because you didn't choose them.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck!
No, 22's on one of my quick picks.
Oh, okay.
It didn't come up.
Nice. Fuck!
Fuck. All right,
let's do one more spin.
What's this for?
This is for a calendar.
Okay.
And a standee.
I like the spin.
Calendar and a standee. Spin it.
No dubsies, by the way. If it's a dubsies, it's respin territory.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Nancy Spungen in the chat says, I'll date Jeff. Okay. James Wilson!
What's up with this fucking wheel, Jim?
Well, to be fair, James Wilson has quite a few entries on here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's how that works.
Just come pick it up.
I don't think he got a calendar on his original
one.
No,
so now he's technically
got
everything.
He's getting a calendar.
He's got one of everything except the Funko Pop.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll do one more spin.
Don't we have a Funko Pop to give away, or are we out of
them? We already did.
Yeah, we gave them both away. Unless Doug comes back and doesn't want it.
Yeah.
I don't know why someone would
not
want it.
Yeah, unless Doug's crazy and he doesn't want it.
Let me just make a note of it. What was your friend's name again?
Jessica Benson. What the
James
fuck?
James Wilson.
Jim.
Well, dude, he has a ton. Like, his makes sense. Tom, I mean, Tom has a lot as well, though, too. Tom did a pretty good, but James Wilson did higher than Tom, so he makes sense.
That's true. James Wilson's donation was insane. He basically, he put his fucking thumb on the scale, my dude.
Let's do one more spin.
James Wilson can't get two calendars, so we have to keep spinning until someone other than James Wilson comes up. I feel like people aren't going to think we're credible.
They can see the wheel.
They can see the wheel.
The wheel is evident. Yeah.
That's true.
The wheel is life.
Tom Simon.
David Huckabee!
I are Huckabees!
I remember sending him a Christmas card. I remember that name.
Yeah, because you wanted to fuck
a bee. It's a memorable
you wanted to fuck his ass.
It's a memorable name.
You see a guy's name and you get hard.
You know what I learned?
That's how gay you are. You see a guy's name, you're like,
fucking horny now. Dude. I saw a dude's name.
Think about guys.
We've got a lot of listeners in Maine.
We do, huh?
Yeah, it's like that's a weird state to have a bunch of listeners from. But we have like 7 listeners that wanted Christmas cards that were all from Maine.
Well, that's crazy because the rain usually falls mainly on the plains there.
Oh my God. For our listeners at home, I put a gun in my mouth.
Hello, folks. It's me, Duncan Trussell.
Do we want to spend it to tell someone who didn't win that they didn't win?
Oh, I don't want to do that yet. Let's go through and see what else we have. Like, we'll pick this back up, see what, because we're gonna have to start giving away piecemeal this box set. That's the next thing.
Yeah,
this might be
unless
one
that's
of the...
gonna be a different drawing.
Well, but then it'll be super expensive to send to someone because clearly shipping on a box set like that costs thousands of dollars.
But you know what? Wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'd argue this is one of the best AI songs, too. It's like in there. It's in
this is a great one.
People forget about it. Anyway, sorry.
Well, no, I mean, it's also, it was a rally cry after our YouTube got taken away.
Egoclectic wanderings, or what the fuck it says?
Hypnagogic.
Hypnagogic wanderings.
I looked it up. It is a word.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kim Gomez. I want to see a map of Jim and them. We got to lay out a map.
I remember sending Kim Gomez a Christmas card. I'm just going to keep saying that every time you say a name.
Yeah, if you get, make sure if you get a Christmas card, you put it on some sort of social media, post it in the Discord,
tag us.
Post it on the Facebook group, wherever you're at. Wherever
tag
you
us. Tag us on Twitter with your picture. Put it in the Discord. Put it on the Facebook group. Put it somewhere.
You said Chim Gomez, like a Chinese
Kim.
Mexican?
Kim Gomez.
Like a Korean Mexican.
Let me see here. We do have to. I know that it's usually part one territory, but Corey's movie trailer did come out.
Oh, shit. I saw that he was going to go live and debut it.
Well, it wasn't him going live. It was the 80s guy or the 80s dude or something like that. Because I was trying to look that up. But the 80s dude didn't put the live. It was up last night.
Wow.
But he didn't keep it up. So I don't know if that means if that's a regular thing he does. Or if he's like, oh, my God, this is shit.
Wow.
He didn't keep his Corey. Or Corey just didn't show up.
Also, who fucking who cares?
We care.
Who cares? Not about, no, but who cares about the 80s guy?
Oh, yeah, no. Who cares
Not
about
me.
The 80s guy?
I'm the only 80s guy I care about is Corey.
I'm a big fan of I Love the 80s, featuring Michael Ian Black. Thank you very much. Jim and them.
But let's see. And this movie actually is out now, by the way, going viral. So, Eric, we expect our DVD next week.
Eric, we expect 7 copies of this.
What's the Laserdisc situation on every Corey movie? And a Laserdisc player.
He came into my life and he changed everything. I mean, he gave me fans. He gave me followers. Because the more VTVers he gets, the more likes he gets, the more powerful he becomes.
He looks awesome.
I mean, the samurai hair isn't a bad choice.
Corey is kind of sick.
Visually, it's lit better than I expected it to be.
And they sprayed a beard on him.
Well, it's lit better than hooking up, that's for sure.
He looks kind of badass like that, honestly.
I mean, I don't go that far.
I would.
How many likes in the last video did we get?
2.
Yes.
The one before that.
Ooh. 2.
Seriously?
So is it an alternate 80s where like modern stuff exists?
I was going to say, because everything else is 80s, but they're talking like now. They're really throwing us for a loop here.
The computers look bad. They're dressed like people from the 80s, but
I'm not mad at that. I'm mad at Corey being in it. I'm not mad at the concept.
More views.
Welcome to Viral Universe.
And I could be popular.
I'm Mr. Viral.
Mr. Viral?
That's actually a great idea.
Mr. Viral.
Probably just
hold on, we're missing Corey's performance.
I'm sorry. Just like 80s pixel art, but MySpace or whatever. That's a good idea.
Mr. Viral?
Wait, no, who's that?
Mr. Viral. Probably just a computer program.
Let's get to work, shall we?
We're famous, dude.
I left the video.
Other cell phones are Game Boys.
You know what this is?
What the hell happened to you?
It's Mandy.
It's us with a budget, and we got Corey Feldman in our special. Like this doesn't look bad, like the idea. But it's, this, like, Corey's in it, and so it's probably bad.
It is a... I can't talk about the quality of, like, maybe the writing or humor or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's not a terrible idea. Like, take modern stuff with going viral on the internet and stuff and couch it in what an alternate 80s version of that might be. I don't hate the idea of, like, oh, look, I'm showing you something
well,
on my
the
Game
only
Boy
thing that is bad, though, is but what are they doing? They're
sure.
not doing anything.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
it's
know
just,
about the content.
It's just aesthetics. There's nothing really.
It's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's a decent concept, but that's
all I can say.
It's barely a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it's just an aesthetic, but they're going to go into a Tron world or something. And yeah, so DeGrit in the chat, look at the poster, because that is the Love Left font, isn't it? Do you think that's a subtle shout out?
No, it just means that Corey went on freefonts.com and then typed 70s and or 80s and then just grabbed the first one.
You, O'Connell. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, it looks like I am.
Just remember us little people.
Will you trust me, Becky? Sure. Sure.
Booyah!
Corey's got to barely be in this, right?
I would imagine. We thought about that in Hooking Up, and according to the people in the Piscord, that he's in it more than you'd expect.
Because I thought he was going to play Mr. Viral, and since he's not, I'm betting that Corey is in, like, a combined 3.5 minutes of this movie.
Well, it does seem like at the very least he's the classic 80s older guy that hangs out with young kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh! There's an Ascension Millennium remix?
That's kind of sick.
That's rules. Awesome.
That's kind of dope.
Back on board, bitch.
It never was off board, but... He says he sings it even better.
All right, I'm back off board again.
Wait.
I stand by the idea that it's
Jason,
that it,
but okay.
It's not a terrible idea, but it does not look like the content backs up the
idea.
I
disagree with both of you guys. I don't think it's necessary because, again, I don't think it's an idea. I guess it's
awesome
good
idea.
Window dressing.
Or I guess okay, like, it's a fun setting.
What is it? It's
maybe
like,
the what I'm trying to say.
What is it
that,
really adding to? Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess. I mean, it would be worse if it was now, but it literally is like you could change it from the 80s, and
sure.
It's still they're talking about likes and viral videos and going into the internet.
But yeah, what I actually mean is it's a fun setting, I don't think the content's going to back any like do anything with it. But it seems like a fun setting.
I just a sucker for that type of like it's retro future type thing. Aesthetic is cool. The idea of them immediately having the same social media, but the tech is that bad.
Yeah,
is
which
awesome
I get.
Me.
I think
it's like Fallout, but like social media in the 80s.
Like I get what you're saying. That's a cool choice, but that's something that five minutes in the movie, you're like, all right, now this fucking sucks because what else is there? Besides this, like, one cool choice they made.
Well, that idea you could do a lot with. They won't. But, I mean, the idea of, like, having social media pressure, and it's also the 80s, you could still have a good movie. This just looks like it's going to be a lot of people in rooms that it's all green screen.
Yeah, because at least from what we read from the synopsis, they end up more in, like, a Tron. It, like, becomes Tron or something.
And that all looked like shit.
Like, they fight into the internet or something.
Like, the real places looked, like, decently shot and well-lit and stuff, like a real thing. But every time they were in a CG place, it just looked like a dumb YouTube video.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a well-shot, like, 48-hour film, though.
Yes,
it's not like... I thought it was going to look like shit. Yeah. Because it's not necessarily like well shot and well lit, but it looks like when we go to a festival, we're like, oh, it's kind of impressive what these people did. Or like, oh, the Thompsons, if we go like local, like, oh, they make some cool looking stuff, but it's not going to look cool in a mainstream kind of way.
I thought it was going
to
be
like
laughable.
2 years to edit it.
Yeah, who knows?
It looks like this.
going viral. I wonder
so what
how,
happened?
How
he didn't show up to the live stream, or we just don't know?
I mean, I assume he did, but the guy doesn't have it. Like, the live stream's not on his Instagram. His most recent video is him saying Thursday night at 6:45 we're going live. So, but I don't know if that's a regular thing. Maybe he doesn't keep his things
people,
up.
People are saying Corey's lips look extra thick right here.
Oh yeah, yeah. They painted it on with when they painted on his beard.
His samurai look though is awesome. He does kind of look like Keanu Reeves, or like a simian version.
Well, basically, just taking away his stupid fucking dangle,
yeah,
just makes
yeah.
him look like a human again.
I mean, like this version of his wig is a great choice from his other choices that he makes. When yeah. someone else makes a wig choice, it comes up a little bit better.
This is my favorite Corey wig.
You know what would make this iconic, though, is the blonde hair. You would look like Tyler Durden, kind of like.
Oh, the blonde would look terrible.
You guys are like a big detractors of the blonde, but it's iconic, I think.
He'd look like one of the Rohirrim from Lord of the Rings. Just like long, wispy blonde hair.
Not long. Short.
Spiked. Well, and I guess also, let me see. This was.
Looks like The Witcher.
I want to fuck Corey. He does look like The Witcher, Jim. He looks like The Witcher.
Corey the Witcher.
Oh, imagine if they replaced Cavill with with Corey as The Witcher.
Throw a coin to The Witcher.
Yeah, Hemsworth replaces Cavill, and then Corey replaces Hemsworth.
This is a little older, but I mean, with Christmas on the horizon, there is this this movie, The Carpenter. I think it's Jesus. Yeah, it's the Jesus MMA movie.
Okay. What is that sentence mean?
I like that. I saw that at the end of the title. It's like Jesus MMA movie. Let's go.
I don't know if it's necessarily MMA. Jesus doing MMA or if he's like blessing someone with great MMA.
What the fuck? Is it a goof?
This is from a while ago. I think it's... I can't tell if it... I didn't watch the trailer.
Okay.
But reading about it and reading about the studio that put it out, it seems more legit than it would be a goof, but maybe they kind of know they're making something a little silly for attention.
Sure. Okay, let's see. Let's see if this is crazy.
Name?
Warren.
Where are you from?
Oh, it's biblical Kena. MMA.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I didn't. From all right.
I know where I'm from.
You have to weaken them all and you win the fight. You cannot fight only with your fists. You must use this organ too.
Yeah, so is he Jesus, do we think? Is Jesus the fighter?
Or maybe he meets
Jesus?
Or
is he going to train the fighter?
Maybe
I think
he's
Jesus.
You're going to be Shuar's champion fighter. Just don't lose focus.
Use whatever time you have to train and heal.
Take him out!
No distractions.
What do you do for work?
This
I'm
is
an
awesome.
Apprentice.
Oh, for who?
Oh, okay. No. He's working for Jesus?
Follow me.
Funny.
Wait, so who's the Prince of Peace? I wasn't paying attention to the other.
It's a guy that looks like the Punisher guy.
No, sure. No, but I mean, what was the build up to the climax? What was the words that were coming beforehand?
What
his
you
greatest
for
strength.
I'm an apprentice.
Oh, for who?
Prince of Peace. Come, follow me.
Is the Prince of Peace?
Do you think it's true what people say about him?
He's not like anyone I've ever
he's
worked
doing
with.
Curls with Rock.
Does Carpenter pay him?
He takes care of what I need.
Okay, so he's working for Jesus?
Is maybe that he's one of the apostles,
yeah,
maybe.
Jesus is just one of his boys?
Yeah, he's the apprentice for Jesus.
There are many good life lessons to be learned from sport. If this is your gift, can you cultivate it to positively affect those around you? To let your light shine.
Parkour!
None of this is ours. If you don't keep fighting
for that money, I will jump in the fight.
You really enjoy it?
It's not just the fight. It's training.
I like that he has no accent.
Yeah, he's like,
I was going to say,
dude,
from like,
it's
I'm
not
from
really,
like,
yeah.
I like, you know, I'm from like Santa Cruz.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, the accents are all over the place. Is that a choice by the actors or are they just hiring actors with accents, you think?
Yeah.
It's
well,
got to be.
Well, I bet they just filmed in another country and they're hiring local actors.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the way you get away with pretty white Jesus is give them an Arab accent. So you're like, all right, well, Yeah. Because he looks pretty white, but they're like, follow me, my son.
Well, I don't know if you even have to get away with that, though. I think most people are going to still be about the white Jesus.
Well, then, I don't know. I don't know where they're going with then giving them the Arab accent.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe they're just woke. Maybe this is woke as hell.
Oh, yeah. Stay woke.
Had money, I would jump in the fight.
You really enjoy it?
It's not just the fight. It's training, walking out of each fight.
Do you think this guy's a real MMA fighter? We just don't know MMA well enough?
I mean, in the same way that I could just declare myself an MMA fighter. I'm sure he trains for MMA.
He's a carpenter.
All right, then he's like a ginger, so he looks way out of place, too. He's like Irish. Yeah, he's Irish as fuck.
He's got Corey's hair from the other movie.
Oh, shit. This is probably awesome. Lee bad.
I mean, like some Dune fucking the Dune score.
It really does sound like Dune.
I love that they have like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and stuff in the Bible.
It's impossible for this to ever be reality, but the only way this movie is good is if it's got a huge budget. The only way a movie like this is like, what the fuck, is if like you're seeing a huge, like, big, or not even like, I'm not talking like a Marvel budget, but like a movie that should
like John
be in a movie
Wick
theater.
One budget.
Yes. Yeah. Like if you see a movie, like a movie with an actual movie's budget that is doing this premise, that's when you're like, what the fuck am I watching? Where this looks like a low budget fake movie. And so you just kind of like your brain treats it like it's not a real movie.
Well, to make it good, though, you also have to have Jesus be the MMA fighter. That puts it over that. I mean, that makes it more of like an actual like I'm in on the goof movie. But that's the one I want to watch. Well, I want to watch Jesus as the fighter.
Well, also, the fighter is a white guy with long hair and a beard. It's like, wait, is he Jesus?
Yeah. Well,
don't do that.
Yeah. But make him make Jesus the one who's kicking ass and taking names like your own version of Dogma.
Dogma 2, the Carpenter.
Yeah, is it Boomtown? What is this? It was one of these production companies at the beginning.
Yeah, Boomtown.
Because I was reading about them after. But there was another one listed, too. It was one or the other. What were the two?
Name?
Warren.
Where are you from?
Kena.
Warren?
You look like
Did you say
Kena.
Warren?
Yeah. Where I'm from.
What's your name? Bill.
He is whooping ass. 30, or maybe 3 point. It's Boomtown. Let me look these up. Boomtown Films. Oh, yeah. We also got to talk about Lucci.
Oh, I love Lucci.
I love Lucci.
I think that's what's going to make Jim a weeb is Lucci.
Yeah, could be.
Do you like Lucci?
I don't know what that means.
Fuck you.
I don't even know what the statement means.
You're not even Catholic, bro. You claim to be such a devout Catholic. You don't know about Lucci.
What the fuck?
Or is it loose?
So these guys make mostly...
like a lot of commercials.
Wait, but they also
shit,
made something called
like...
Samson. So they made two biblical movies?
Yeah, what? Road to Emmaus?
Well, I assume Samson is probably biblical. Because it's Samson.
I want to talk to Samson.
Bitch!
I want to talk to Samson. Slamming in the moon!
Oh, shit. Samson, get the jawbone out. Get the jawbone out on him.
Chosen by the living God.
What if he jawboned him?
Me, his hand of vengeance. It's his will. But it is not mine.
Samson's like an Indian?
What is Samson? Am I supposed to know what that is?
Samson's the guy where you cut his hair, he loses all his strength. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
Samson, he's like the strongest guy. He fought like 1,000 Philistines with like a donkey jawbone and killed them all.
They
said just never cut your hair. And then he gets with Jezebel. I think that's where Jezebel comes from.
Okay, all right.
Jezebel cuts his hair while he's sleeping. He loses all his power. They gouge his eyes out. They torture him. And then his last act of defiance, he prays. He gets his strength back and he drops like the Colosseum on everybody.
Does he get his sight back?
No, he just like puts his arms between two pillars and pushes the pillars and it drops the whole Colosseum that on everyone. It's pretty awesome. As a kid, you kind of don't realize the total destruction in this story.
3 miles were bestowed upon me.
Because it falls on him, too.
No touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
Oh, yeah, no cutting of my hair.
There are whispers of a Hebrew with great strength.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
these
he
movies...
He has, like, Superman strength.
These movies look more like movies than that Going Viral did. Like, they must be in some weird location where they have these sets, because because it also you could tell they're cheap, but they look like cheap movies that don't look like
cheap
movies.
Well, that's where the guys that program the CGI live. That's their town.
I'd put them all kind of on the same level.
I guess I'm just giving them more because they're doing a period piece. They have more sets,
like fights and stuff.
They have like legit like production value to work
this
with.
This looks kind of awesome.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, these look awesome.
That crown looks shit.
That was the guy from The Mummy. That was The Mummy.
You find me the secret.
Yeah. Imhotep.
Of his power.
No, that was Imhotep.
Billy Zane? You think it was Billy Zane?
Well, if you wanted a fight, you should have brought more men. I want him dead.
Yeah, you got the donkey jawbone right there, bro.
Hell yeah, jawbone.
He is not a god!
Oh yeah, Billy Zane.
Is it really Billy Zane? That's awesome.
My strength is now your strength.
Oh, I can't wait to see his eyes get gouged out.
Yeah, and then yeah, him between the pillars.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
They showed us the whole thing.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
This is like the Marvel Cinematic
Universe. Yeah, for me.
This is the Marvel Cinematic Universe of the Bible. Yeah. This rocks.
When you get into the Old Testament, it's all awesome.
I love boomtownfilms.co.za.
Yeah, I wonder where their headquarters
is. What was the other movie they had?
Heaven, huh? Interesting.
Oh, weird.
Heaven.
They're from heaven.
That's probably just like Israel, right?
What was it? Road to Emmaus?
Although I guess they wouldn't have a Jesus movie.
I believed in a Messiah once, but that was all a lie.
Museum of the Bible presents.
He left us while we still needed him.
You're not listening.
They probably filmed all three at the same time, right? With a bunch of the same actors.
Yep, these guys know what they're doing.
I dreamed he might be like Father.
These guys are about to hustle.
Yeah, it's just like Back to the Future or Wicked.
Well, it's literally like the Star Wars music in the background.
Raise up a Messiah like unto himself, a deliverer who would free us from our suffering. I pray Jesus could lead me from my suffering as well. He never gave up on me. Surrender your doubts.
You're right. They really are so close to the Star Wars music.
Our lives in his hands, he will save When we lay our sins at his feet, he will transform us.
Moses, it's like they're getting the team back together. What era is this?
It's all over, dude.
It's all of them. It's Moses. It's Jesus. There's Muslim Jesus.
Is the Virgin Mary?
So this is like a multiverse?
Boomtown Films knows what the fuck they're doing.
I want to see that.
What?
Fuck you.
You think they don't?
Yeah.
We just watched three amazing trailers.
Such a secular pig.
That's true.
He hates anything that's remotely religious.
What do you think?
Even when it's the best thing you've ever seen.
I'm not here to call you guys retarded, but...
Springbok nude girls? There's one for you, Mike.
Yeah, here's one for
you. One for the perverts like Mike.
It's just porn. We're like, huh.
It was an extremely claustrophobic environment to grow up in. We all had to go to the army. We all had to play rugby kind of thing.
This is some sort of New Zealand horse shit.
Right. We don't live in a democracy. They were telling us to ask questions, think for yourself. But the moment you did that, they would tell you to shut up, be quiet.
So we started 21 pilots. 1, 2, 3, 4. Radioactive.
Before we even heard about them, we knew who they were. It was just like this groundswell of, the nude girls are coming, the nude girls are coming.
Well, apparently some big band we've never heard of.
So that's what's awesome about being American. You can make some shit like that, and they're like, everyone was like, oh my God, the Spiggly Wigglies were like big. We're like, sucks. We were listening to, Tony. That shit was awesome.
We're listening to This Is How We Do It.
They're like making music for the 70s because they're like 10 years behind. They're like, we wrote for it. Yeah, we're like, Poison.
Small guy playing drums.
Yeah, this shit stinks. Punk rock stinks when you actually have to listen to it. It's so cool, the stories, and you hear the songs, and it's like...
We came together, created something, and then
people had to make up their mind about it.
We don't want to fucking be famous. We just wanted to play upstairs every month and get beer. That is as far as what we thought.
Yeah, just some legendary New Zealand band that we've never heard of. Probably means a lot to a lot of people.
They figured it out, this firm. Maybe they're from New Zealand. They're like, all right, that makes sense that they're New Zealand. They have all those, like, that land to film.
I mean, yeah, you could make your own Lord of the Rings if you want.
Yeah, and sure, you're like, all right, the fucking our slag ass band is in the hits.
Hey, all
right, I'm liking this one.
Me?
Vandermeer.
Farmer Van, at your service.
Morning, popped up.
Hello, Pa.
Don't call me that. It's never been proved.
How's the Vanky? Yeah.
My favorite little brother.
And your big brother.
Oh, but still so small.
Is this like Step Brothers for like Rookenstein or whatever?
It's like their Mr. Bean, I think.
Boils and percolates. Look at his gut.
What am I looks like, man.
She's the one who told me to drink, brother. Come on.
From its poopoo through the chicken.
Fucking other countries, they have like half brains.
The problem is I can't understand a word they're saying.
Well, it's funny though.
It's like watching Mad Max.
But also, I don't really know what they're saying either, but I get the vibe. Like, I could see our version of this. It's fucking Jack Black being a guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So, and they probably look at it and they're like, what the fuck? And they're like, but no, Vandermeer, that's our shit. We love Vandermeer. And
oh,
we're like, no.
Hey, you know Vandermeer.
I mean, this is kind of like, oh, SNL character getting a movie.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I think we're way off because I thought it was Australia, but we're really like in wherever the fuck is Dan, like wherever this is. Like,
no, so,
I think it's
New Zealand, isn't it, or no?
This looks like an Eastern
Bloc. I mean, for the record, the band you guys kept saying was from New Zealand didn't sound like a New Zealand accent at all.
What did it sound like then?
Not New Zealand.
I don't know. I thought it sounded New Zealand. Oh, maybe it's South African.
That would make sense.
But what's the difference between a New Zealand accent and a South African accent?
Come on. I'm
just saying, this guy looks like the Come and See kid all grown up.
Yeah, maybe they are South African. I'm trying to see here.
Okay.
Either way, Vandermeer.
Vandermeer. Vandermeer.
Maybe that's like their, what was that Johnny Depp movie?
I guess.
His mustache?
Rango.
It's their version of live action.
That also kind of maybe, that tracks for their biblical shit. All of Africa is like that, right? That's what all Africa looks like.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Like it's like mud huts.
Bunch of Africans.
What is it? She's engaged. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
To who? George. Sounds like an Englishman.
Yeah, from England.
Where the fuck are they?
No, they gotta be South African. Now that we say it and I hear it.
Unable to pay for it.
And they all look like freaks, like, what's that?
Die onward.
Die onward.
Slow
learner. No, freakish.
That's all right, mate. I've got it covered.
They all look like freaks.
Make me look stupid in front
that guy
of
looks normal, I guess.
No, Delandre.
Denandre.
No, Delandre.
Delandre, it's Spanish.
No Fun America will ever marry a bomb. Not while I'm alive.
I love you so
the
much.
Van, the myth, the legend.
I don't know if I'd ever be able to live with
I like, this. Like the PS1 menu music.
I can't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? You don't need to hear what they're saying. Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, yeah, Vandermeer. Yeah, I felt like I went to Hoogie Boogie Land there for a second. Where you have no name.
I feel like that's the best trailer yet.
Hoogie Boogie Land.
Better than the Road to Emos or whatever?
Yep.
No, Road to Emos was the shit.
The Parlatones. This is our story. Probably sucks.
Why are we watching this?
Yeah. Because we love Boomtown Films.
Go to the other one.
How many ads have they been?
Click the about. That'll literally tell us where they're from, but I kind of don't want to know.
1,348 commercials, 7 feature films, 137 clients, 10 awards. Let's fucking go.
We've done a million things, 10 awards.
Twix, McDonald's, Barclays. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, go to the about at the top.
No, we're never going to know.
They're never going to know. Like the clip. Like the TikTok
these
clip?
Are commercials?
Yeah.
Ooh, they did one for Chipita Crispy Pops.
Okay, yeah. Chipitas. Twix firemen.
Do you think their Twix, I mean, their KFC commercials really racist? Like, isn't it? Wasn't it a classic South African? Or no, that was actually Australian.
It was Australian, where they like shut the black guys up with chicken.
Yeah, it was like the one of the infamous racist commercials.
Click it, you coward.
KFC extra hot.
Will they
baby.
Have their clips? Oh, okay. They must. 8 minutes.
KFC la parada. انتبه
لذته خطيره. Like, this isn't Africa.
Yeah, they're from like Iran or something.
Eating chicken in the car. Yeah, Ken, I've been doing a lot of KFC commercials or whatever, but my real passion is this Jesus MMA movie.
My real passion? Yeah, kind of comes down to
everyone
that.
Everyone sort of makes fun of me for these corny commercials or whatever, but as long as I get my message out about the Welsh guy that went to Israel and fought MMA with Jesus, that's what I need. It's a Chipita Crispy Pops. That's just a good snack. Hello, Bake Bungie.
Multidisciplinary film production.
I'm reading it on my phone.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can reach out to Boomtown. It doesn't help with our third strike.
But they're .za, so that my guess is that's a country. What country is .za?
.pizza.
South Africa.
Okay.
Yep, South African is .za.
So these guys were eating. Says here
they're eating good.
No, these guys were eaten by the guys. I guess that's Haiti.
Haitians,
they had like a cannibal thing for a minute.
They use ZA because that's an abbreviation for what they speak. Zuid Afrika.
They speak freak.
Yeah.
I speak Zulu freak. Get me that big ebony ass over here.
You know what it was yesterday. Yesterday I went to Warner Brothers tour because they're doing the Holidays Made Here, and they had Stars Hollow open up from
was
Gilmore
Luke there?
Girls.
Because I know he's been in there, in and out, like, constantly.
Yeah, no, I had a picture of him up on my socials.
Oh,
yeah,
I must not
have
scrolled through all of them. I scrolled through a bunch of them.
So they had the whole, like, square open to just, like, hang out in all day. And they had all this stuff going on, all these, like, little events and all these, like, themed shops and whatever.
Just loitered in Stars Hollow. That rules.
Yeah, but they had a trivia thing. So Stella and I went to the trivia. Was that like 6 o'clock?
Did you crush, or was it the bad kind of trivia that just doesn't make sense?
Well, it's not even about the trivia. So we go to it, and it was our shitty tour guide from when we went on the Warner Brothers tour.
She's just asking questions about young Sheldon, and you're like, I don't know any of these answers.
For people that don't know, when we went on our Japan trip, and then we went to Horror Nights in L.A., we also went on the Warner Brothers tour the day before we went to Horror Nights. Like, we went to Horror Nights that evening. But we went on the Warner Brothers tour. Is good. It's worth going. Yeah, but we had this, like, shitty lady that was our tour guide.
Well, she asked us, what shows do you care about?
Yeah, which they always do, because they'll try to tailor it.
But we didn't know that meant also what movies do we care about. I thought it was going to be like, okay, what shows? We'll go through some of that. Now what movies? Then they never asked that. But then she kept talking about movies here and there, and I'm like, oh, I'm realizing at the end of this that we should have said, like, movie stuff, and I should have yelled out Jurassic Park, and I would have gotten good stories instead of young Sheldon stories.
Yeah, I mean, we still got that. Although when I went on the tour yesterday, they told that Jurassic Park story again. There is a Jurassic
Park.
That
is a good story, though.
That they did film some pickups and some shots of when the Jeep and Jeff Goldblum are getting chased by the T-Rex.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
But and I mean, I guess maybe in her defense, did someone say young? I don't think no one said young Sheldon, did they?
Here's the thing, and
I think she likes young Sheldon because she brought up young Sheldon. So
because
I think young Sheldon is popular.
Have you guys seen young Sheldon?
You go with the numbers and go, if this is one of our popular shows,
we'll bring it up.
I will talk about it the most and hope that means that these people.
But
fit
that goes
in there.
Against the whole point of, like, asking people at the beginning, and we've said a bunch of shows. And yeah, this lady, like, she was so fixated. She kept bringing up everywhere we were driving. She'd be like, and then young Sheldon filmed over here.
I guess we did say like six shows and all of her answers were like, nope, 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 nope. And no, like, I was like, what about Supernatural? She's like, doesn't happen here.
Yeah. And then Sheldon, though, that one time. Yeah. Like she kept bringing up young Sheldon. And I hate to sound like Invader Zim, but I was like, what the spoodily spoot?
I just would have said Jurassic Park. I would have been like, fucking Jurassic Park.
So anyways, she kind of sucked. But like, not only that, she's just bringing up worthless things. I don't know. She just kind of seems shitty. And then what's great is, so when I was there yesterday and we were doing trivia, and the trivia, she goes up to the podium and Stella and I are like, did we have her as a guide before? Cause we weren't thinking it was the most recent one. I was like, oh no. And then when she started talking, I recognized her accent. I was like, oh no, it's the lady from last time. And what's so funny is, so it's clearly just a chill thing. You just pick up a pen and a piece of paper and you're doing trivia. But like, everyone just sitting down, we're waiting for like 10 minutes. She finally starts, but she doesn't like say anything at the beginning. And then as we're doing like the second question, like Stella like whispers something to me and she's like, no teams. There's no helping. And then, but Stella didn't even have a paper. She's like, well, I'm not even doing it. And she's like, yeah, but you can't help. Like, there's no teams at all.
Is there a valuable prize? And so, like,
well, as of this point, who knows? Yeah. All that happens is she scolds Stella for saying something to me. And what's so funny is then by like the fourth question, someone starts laughing, and she's like, stop that. She's like, there's no helping. And she's like, no, no. The lady behind me is like, no, no, no. I was just laughing. She's like, look, I'm just trying to do my job. They told me. They told me, listen, there's no talking.
Only know Sheldon stuff.
There's no talking and no helping.
And no laughing.
I'm it was like a right weird. Now. It was a weird like last word freak type thing where the lady was like, "Well, no, I'm not. I wasn't helping her. I just chuckled," and she's like, "I'm just doing what they told me. What they told me." But what's even funnier, because we were talking about this after, was like, she could have, before you start, you'd think she would have gone up and like, "All right, hey guys. Rules real quick.
We got some ground rules."
Yes. She didn't do any of that. She just started. She's like, hey guys, welcome to Gilmore Girls Trivia. Here we go. First question. You guys are going to like this one. And then immediately she makes it weird and unhinged. Like,
you guys are going to like this one. Well, shoots a man in the head. Sorry, he was whispering.
Well, here's the thing you don't understand. She's trapped in Stars Hollow. That's her code telling you she needs help. She's like, I'm just doing what they told me to do. Like, help. Yeah, once a year, the only time I appear is once a year. I'm trapped here.
Yeah, she needs to be in, like, Boysburg or whatever the fuck Young Sheldon takes place.
Boysburg? Is that based on anything?
I think it's Boysburg.
Yeah, I think it takes place in Boysburg, Ohio.
I like Boysenberg. That's my favorite kind of joke.
What is hilarious when you think about that nonsense is how long was Big Bang Theory on? It had to have been on for like 8 years or something, yeah, right? At least.
Longer.
And then Young Sheldon apparently had just finished its seventh, like its last season was its seventh season or something.
Jesus Christ. Does and Gilmore now, have seven?
Now they have a new spinoff. The like blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah got married is a spinoff of Young Sheldon.
So Young Sheldon takes place in Medford, Texas.
Ah, that's what it was. Because they were talking about how he goes to Texas Tech when he's 13 years old.
Okay.
And they're like,
I thought it was Boysburg.
Yeah, Boysburg, Ohio. Could have sworn.
Yeah. What the deuce?
What's the name of that new show that they just spun off from it?
Big Bang Theory is on for 12 years.
12 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
2007 to 2019.
It was on that. Oh, yeah, I guess it's weird because 2019.
Wait a second. That's
a
not
while.
12 years, that's 12 seasons.
That's like 24 Fortnite seasons.
That's still basically 12 years.
Well, but I guess I just did bad math. To the 7 to 19 is not 12, is it?
Well, no, but like, yes, TV shows, you know, okay. Sometimes TV shows will be like, yeah, it takes, like, technically its first season was like 2007 to 2008.
I'm retarded with math. Like, no. People should be laughing at me. Right?
No, it tracks. Like, no, it's right.
Like Black Eyed Peas style, like good?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's weird because 2019 doesn't seem that long ago, but I guess it's pretty a long time ago.
Penn and Bill.
Pandemic ago.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no.
And then what, Young Sheldon is what, seven seasons?
Yeah, Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the new one. But dude, it was just so funny because it was what, six rounds of like eight questions each. and we're only within the first five questions, and there already wasn't an uncomfortable aura now in the trivia yeah. where everyone was like afraid to even like sneeze or cough.
I just get up and leave to make a point.
And everyone would clap.
People would have been doing the Kobe. Like,
good for him.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, shit.
Mike starts doing the Jerry Maguire. Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
We're not going to stand here and take this. But back to your original question about the trivia, the winners, she did end up giving away a prize. It was just like a dumb magnet. The winners had 38 right. I had 36 right. So I was pretty close. Oof. But you never know because it's not
I
like.
I think they cheated.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's you mark your own and they collect them. You just write how many you got right at the top. So and she's like, write your name and how many you got right, and I'm going to come around and collect them.
What?
That's how it was. Even though beforehand it's like, no talking, no laughing, shut right. up, yeah. no teams,
anyway,
no
tell
helping.
Me exactly how many you got correct, and you win something.
You're like 105. So there's like 20 questions. Yeah, I got like 100.
Do you know which ones you got wrong? And should you have gotten them right, or were they tricky?
Some of them are ones I just forgot stuff. What was one of the ones I got wrong? Let me think here.
What type
One of them was Kirk's last pet, because I remember Kirk had a cat, but that wasn't his last pet. His last pet was a pig.
What type of beverage does Luke serve?
Ooh, coffee.
Ooh, hold on. Let me double check.
Yeah,
let me
double check that real Google. Quick.
Jim, that one's
what
right.
sort
you
of
that
cunt
one right.
does Mindy serve? Or what's her
Mindy
name?
From Mindy Gets Married, the Young Sheldon spinoff?
Yeah, what sort of cunt does she serve?
Gay ass cunt.
Gay ass cunt.
Hey, it must be 12:30. I mean, it must be 10:30.
Spussy.
What else? What did I get wrong? Well, and also like to pick apart their dumb trivia. One of them was something about Luke's sister's name, and I couldn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But then in a later question, she's like, "At Liz's wedding, who did blah blah blah?" And I was like,
"I love when questions
thank you so much.
Answer previous yeah. questions."
Thanks for the answer, you sack of shit. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. What was really funny?
Thanks for the answer, you filthy animal.
What was kind of funny is because we walked into the. We went in there kind of buzzed because we had some drinks at the secret bar.
Oh, where's the secret bar?
Well, it's actually from you're burying the lead, bitch.
But the secret bar is actually from the show. It's just a thing. Like, there's this little alleyway in the backlot studio, and they just made it into like a the joke was a secret bar. Like, it's literally an alley in Stars Hollow. And then when the mayor walks by, everyone hides in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the mayor goes away, they all come back out. But they themed it. This was like the
Wait,
this was the Star Cruiser.
Like the Star Cruiser.
I
yeah.
was gonna say this was the Gilmore Girls Star Cruiser. For new listeners, Gilmore Girls is one of my favorite shows. I'm not even fucking around.
Yay.
So this was like, yeah, Star Cruiser levels for me.
Wow.
I was loving the whole thing. And, oh, yeah, that's the other thing with Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is great with these events that they put on. It's a cool event because you do the tour, but then they just let you out and you just can hang out all day. Like, you're just hanging out on the studio back lot where, like, not, like, it's where Stars Hollow is and Gilmore Girls, but, like, I don't know, Pretty Little Liars.
What
all
if you
kinds
were to just
shows.
Go crazy and run off?
I mean, they did have things like other areas blocked off, but I guess you could.
Did they have
you could be
food
crazy
and
maniac
shit in there somewhere?
Huh?
Did they have like food and shit in there?
Yeah, no, they had food everywhere. They did have bars. They had food.
Because that would have been cool when we had the tour. If they
yeah. yeah.
Oh, did they have any like Young Sheldon merch?
Oh, yeah. but they don't know how to. I mean, unlike something like Disney obviously knows how to maneuver a crowd and handle a crowd.
Yes.
Because here's what they do. Like you were saying, the actor that plays Luke. Because we were just walking around, and we saw like a group of people just in a circle, and we're like, all right, what's going on over here?
Sandro or Chewbacca must be in there.
We walk and we're standing there, and other people are like, what's going on? And we're like, we don't know. We just saw a group and we started coming. But like everyone knew because there was just a camera person and a mic, like there was a professional camera. So no one knew what was happening, but we knew something was gonna happen.
Right.
And so then the actor, Scott Patterson, who's also in the Saw movies, comes out. And I get why he comes here because he's like fucking the Beatles all of a sudden.
Oh,
but they
yeah.
also don't know how to
You're
do anything.
Shrieking.
They just everyone just starts like rushing the guy. And he just starts pulling girls out of the crowd and dancing with them.
What the fuck?
But then the mayor walks by and we all have to pretend he wasn't there.
There's no music playing. He's
no,
just
no,
like,
they did play. They did play music because he was like reenacting a scene from the show. But it was funny because he just started dancing with a lady and then he'd like bring her back to the crowd and just take another girl's hand and start dancing with them.
So there's a scene in this show where a bunch of music plays and he dances?
No, no, no. When he dances with Lorelai Gilmore, with the first dance that
like
they have.
Like a slow dance?
Yes.
So
yeah.
He slow dances with a lady in the crowd that's squirting?
With a bunch of... Yeah, dude, I have a picture. I have like a bunch of pictures of it.
Do you see like her dress move because she squirts?
Yeah, I have pictures of her squirting everywhere. There's fucking squirt all over the place.
Good Lord. Jesus Christ.
The Gilmore Girls After Dark just turns into like a flesh orgy.
Flash orgy.
Actually, yeah, like molds together like society. Like,
I should have downloaded that because I actually do have a quick video. Let me try to pull it up
that
here.
That sounds awesome. I can't imagine being that girl.
I mean, I have a picture. One of the pictures, you could see one of the other girls' reactions.
And they're like, oh.
Yeah, because like look at the girl in between them.
Oh, yeah, she's geeking.
I think that's the girl he just danced with.
Oh,
but what's
God.
Funny?
Look at this guy. Look at this dork's like, come over here.
He walks across the street into the Luke's diner that they set up because they set up a Luke's diner and everyone mobs it, of course.
Yes, of course.
And but there's just these like fat security guard guys and they're going, back up! Back
fuck
up!
Out of the way!
But they're not doing anything.
They're cocking shotguns.
Yeah. Like, they're not really doing anything. They're just yelling, and everyone's ignoring them.
Yeah, smoke comes out. The anime cops from Japanese Horror Nights come out. They're like, what are you doing?
Everyone starts dancing when the red lights turn on. Luke, that's why Luke's
are
dancing because the red lights are on.
You're like,
you need to get to the secret bar. The mayor is on his way. Hurry after me. Good luck.
Wait, why is everyone crowding over there? Is Luke over there? No, the evil bear from Halloween's over there.
Actually, I do. Let me.
Oh, look at him, dude.
It's the son of the punk rock. All right, it's the punk rock son. I'm trying to remember the bear lore.
He must be geeking. I mean, she must be geeking.
Oh, yeah. She's
but
she's
he's also
just
geeking.
Snail trails all over Stars Hollow.
Well, look, he genuinely seems like he wants to be there, too, which also helps, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, so here he is. He's just dancing with people.
Just a pig in a row.
And then he'll, like, serve them back to the crowd and just grab another girl.
Who's next?
Yeah, who's next? Who's up?
A flaming gate. Are those? That's the security? Get out of here!
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's going on. And then he walks across. He walks behind through this crowd, and as
brown pants wants a dance. Look at the girl in the brown pants. She wants one.
Yeah. This Mexican security guard that walks by here in the background, he's the one that's yelling.
Awesome.
He's the one yelling, get back! Get back!
That's awesome because he's 4 feet tall.
He's 4'10".
He's four foot tall, 5 feet wide. He's awesome. They had to get back, bro. Fool, get back. That's Scar Solo.
So, yeah.
That's Luke, fool.
Of course, we all start to follow him to Luke's and they stop everyone at the door. But, like, they don't communicate anything at all. They don't say, like, hey guys, that's it. Like nothing's going on. Or hey guys, line up. We're gonna we're just standing there. And then finally they're like, we're standing there for like 5 minutes. Then they're like, okay, start lining up over here. So I'm like, all right, they're lining people up.
Then it's
up.
Just random lock about
yes.
Who was where
we were,
or what's
like,
going on.
Stella and I were right by the door and now we're at the back of the line. but then a bunch of employees come out and they're going, but they're doing
move
this
forward.
Towards the front of the line. We're at the back line. We could barely hear what they're saying. You know that thing where someone's kind of trying to communicate with the line, but they're not doing the thing of walking down the line to communicate to the rest of the people. But I can faintly hear them saying, hey, this line is just for coffee. It's not a meet and greet or anything like that. And I'm like, oh, is that what she said? I'm like, oh, maybe she's going to come down here and tell us that too. But no, she stands
well,
there
then
for
the
a second.
The mayor walked by, so she had to run behind. So she couldn't tell you guys.
So she stands there for a second. No one reacts. And instead of like just kind of announcing it again, she turns into she does this sarcastic character where she just goes, oh, so I guess y'all just want coffee? Wow, what a big line for coffee. And I'm going, what the fuck are these people doing? Is this how employees communicate?
No, like, get back, fool. The other guy, the Mexican guy shows up. Get back, fool.
She's like, oh, cool. I guess everyone's in line for coffee then, because this line is just for coffee. And it's like, all right. And then, dude, 2 minutes later, like people do start breaking out of the line. And then right as people start breaking out of the line, the security guard comes out, him and another fat guy. They come out and walk to the line. They go, all right, we need 10 people. And everyone rushes.
Oh.
And they start going, back up! No, no, back! Like, it's like, motherfucker, that's not how
what a mess.
Fully ruining this magical moment. It's like when fucking you met Lorelai and shit, and they fucking dance for the first time, and you're fucking ruining it and shit.
Well, it's like I don't work in crowd control at all. And I know exactly that that's not what you're supposed to do. You don't just come on and go, all right, we need 10 people. Yeah. And everyone starts rushing. I'm seeing people getting pushed. Like, because I just stayed panicked, in the line. I'm not rushing.
But how would you like to be in the new Gilmore Girls? I don't want anyone to freak out. But do you want to be in the show?
How would you like to be the new Rory Gilmore?
I need 10 people to be main characters.
I need 10 people to be Rory Gilmore. They start ripping each other's hair out. Crabs in a bucket.
I assume they pulled 10 people because I didn't. I was like, I shan't be rushing the I shan't be rushing the door right now.
It's like fucking when they danced for like 50 hours and shit. Like, they couldn't stop dancing or whatever.
Yeah, the guy's built like a Russian nesting doll.
And then he walks out again and again. They're all crowding around him, trying to grab him and do whatever. And I'm like, oh, I get why. I mean, obviously, this is what you would love to go to a place like this. Where, yeah, like you to your point, Mike, he does seem excited to be there. But on the podcast about television, we listened to his Gilmore Girls rewatch show to review it. Every time something comes up, he's like, I don't remember this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's like, he's talking about the show.
Yeah, yeah.
People tell us their favorite moments, I'm like, I don't remember that.
Because I guess, yeah, in his defense, this was just a job. Like, so, like, yeah, I'm sure he did well on the show, so I guess he took it seriously, sure. But it wasn't this momentous. I mean, similar to like you
people
talk
to
Shatner.
Something are always going to remember more than the people engaged in the thing.
Yeah,
you talk
to Shatner or whatever, that's like the joke of, or even like Harrison Ford. You try to talk to Harrison Ford about Star Wars or something. But it is funny, but then he's still choosing to host a Gilmore Girls show. So, you'd think he'd have a little bit more than like, I don't remember.
It's so funny to host a Gilmore Girls show. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. We had
like,
something.
Who planned the show? Like, ask him if he knows about that.
We did something. But yeah, outside of that, it was a cool event.
I played Chaz on Gilmore Girls. You're a Luke. What? I was who?
Who was I?
I thought I was Chaz. No, you've never played a character named Chaz.
They're just bringing a horse cop to crowd control you guys out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it was a really cool event. It was just clear that they're not used to, they don't know how to just do a crowd thing. Like, their tours are well run because they're like, all right, divvy up people.
Yeah.
They're all in the carts. We have like 10 carts zipping around the lot going to different places.
This just wasn't well thought out.
It was just when it comes to corralling crowds around and how to handle crowd control.
They're like, oh,
they don't know how to do that.
We need security. Who do we have? Well, landscaping's here. Like, perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Throw a jacket on him.
Throw a vest on.
Shut up. We need 10 people. Everyone shut up.
Shut up. Get back.
Go raid the Husky Kids section. We'll put them all in new stuff. Get the fat boys clothes. Put them on the Mexicans. This guy looks awesome.
You really love this guy.
I love little Mexican guys.
Yeah.
They're so strong. I worked at Lowe's and they would just like pick 100 pounds of concrete over their head, throw them into the back of trucks.
I just wanted to see if he came back in the shot at all. No.
To mace someone.
Psh. Yeah. Stars Hollow is full of fucking tear gas.
Yeah.
Because more than 10 people stepped forward at once.
I mean, I guess we didn't really get to talk about the drones over New York, but are there theories on? Have you heard any theories on that, Jeff?
That Iran is running intel operations on there.
Have you not heard about the drones, Mike?
No,
there's drones all over New York.
There's like these spooky drones. Some people are like, these are aliens. Some people are like, these are government psyops. Other people are like, yeah, it's foreign countries that are spying on us. I saw one that was like, They're trying to find a nuke that's somewhere in the country.
Are they just like little like little?
There was one video.
Drones?
There's a big one, but I can't tell if this video was real, like, or if it was related to something different, or if it was actually, because you know sometimes someone will bring up an old video and be like, oh, here's the
new video, and it's maybe I didn't even... that movie Batteries Not Included with the little robots. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this is a huge one.
Okay. So yeah, that's more like don't like when people say, like, you know, Amazon's like, yeah, we're gonna deliver stuff with drones.
Yeah.
People don't realize that's like what they're talking about is shit that size. Yeah.
Perp saying they flew over their house. So were they huge? Was it a huge drone? Like what we're seeing in this video here? But supposedly the headline on this one is that this drone had been just chilling on the sidewalk for a month in Brooklyn, belonging to research and product development company Emoji.
Yeah, Among Us.
Amogus.
Yeah, that's probably just like China. Yeah, these drones are huge.
I thought we're already in bed with China, though. What do they need to do this for?
To play joke.
Oh, yeah. Pee-pee? Coke?
Well, what's the pee? Is there a pee-pee dispenser? And was there a Coke nearby, perhaps? Maybe they're laser guiding pee-pee into Coke as some sort of sick, dirty knees joke?
I did hear someone, well, actually, it was Anthony Cumia. Anthony Cumia was saying.
I did hear some true facts from Anthony Cumia.
He was saying this is just a test to see, to like have a big thing like this happen and to get us used to like being like memory holing it, where it's a big thing for a few days and then yeah. No one talks about it anymore.
It's like the killer clowns and stuff.
Man, remember when everything wasn't a conspiracy? Yeah. I don't even feel like I'm exaggerating anymore. I feel like every single, like,
yeah,
I miss the Halcyon days of like,
ooh, the Star
Halcyon,
Cruiser.
Yeah, Star Cruiser.
I miss the Halcyon days of being on the Halcyon. I miss the Halcyon days of like chemtrails and flat Earth, and everyone thought those people were stupid. And now every single thing that happens every day, everywhere, all the time is a fucking conspiracy.
But I don't think that's an appropriate reaction to mysterious drones everywhere. I think that's what they want you to feel. Be like, everything's a conspiracy. And then they just open it and they're like, oh, well, there's UFOs that are abducting kids right out of baby strollers. There's a video of it. And you're like, here we go again.
Well, if there's videos conspiracy. And pictures, I'd like to see them. Because then I probably have a different opinion.
Well, Donald Trump probably has that stuff when he's president. He's going to show it to us.
He's going to tell us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came
this is
from
awesome.
And where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president
it's
knows.
It's great because you can say nothing when you're not you're not the president.
Yeah,
you can be like, the government knows exactly and they won't tell us. Why? Yeah. Why?
Why? Why won't they tell us?
I don't know. They know. And
don't worry.
Sick.
He'll keep saying nothing when he's the president as well, just in a different way.
It's awesome to put it on them. Like, why don't they say anything? They know exactly what they're doing.
Keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
Is that a part of New York or New Jersey?
It's some sort of code. He probably shits. Yeah. He's probably like destroying some guy at his house. It's like some old business.
It's in New Jersey. But that sucks, because if I lived there, I'd be like, oh man, so I shouldn't be at my house.
I was looking it up and I accidentally typed bed monster, and now I'm seeing all sorts of spooky pictures.
Oh, I accidentally typed Bedminster Jew Jersey.
Bedminster Jew Jersey. That's what I call it now.
Yeah.
Now with Trump back and
with all the drones going through, that's what it became.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster.
That sounds like if I made up a place in New Jersey, Bedminster.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Have you been?
Do you have any reason to think they're a threat?
I would like to say I received an intelligence briefing because I'm a guy. That's what I'd like to say.
Here's a Real Housewife talking about it.
You're going to think I'm nuts, but why should today be any different than any other day? I know this guy whose father worked with the Pentagon and NASA and like secret projects.
I'm out.
And
she knew him.
He has been messaging me that he will never forgive
Dick
himself
pics.
If he doesn't tell the people that he knows that for a month he's been watching this situation. And now... several days ago before it became
she
a
like pulls the picture out the more and it's media. Trump doing that weird frown. He's like, yeah, I'm here with her. He's still there with her.
That these drones are ours and that they could very possibly be sniffing out something very dangerous, some missing dangerous W from the war, and that areas that coincide
awesome
with
spun
where
out on pills.
I feel like, honestly though, if I have to pick a theory, I would go with that theory
yeah.
of the ones I've heard is that yeah they lost something and they're trying to find it, or there's a dirty bomb in New Jersey or something like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, even Trump's alluding to it on there, and that's my favorite hardcore band, Trump Allude. But,
I wouldn't stay in Bedminster.
Wouldn't stay in Bedminster. I'm more of a fan of Boston style hardcore. Nice to meet you. but yeah, no.
I heard the dirty bomb is opening.
But
for
he
them.
Said, yeah, if it was the enemies, we'd just blow it up.
Yeah, yeah. It's us. There.
So yeah, we're searching like, oh fuck, we lost a warhead. Fuck.
Oh no.
Some
fuck.
A paratrooper let it fall, let the warhead fall out of their ass.
Yeah, it was up their ass.
It was up their ass because it's a butt plug warhead.
The warhead drones have been plug. Seen
Mike?
Have spikes in radiation. So he said
Mucha
it's
got
time to think about where I am and that I might want to go somewhere with my daughter. So like for me, you know, we blow things off and we think nothing's going to happen, but things do happen. I remember sitting in my car with my driver who said to me months before I even knew what the words global pandemic meant, I think there's going to be a global pandemic. I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, if he had bet the markets, he would have been a billionaire. So
it's
I'm
the
just
she's
listening
off the
to this guy and watching.
Man, sometimes poor people know stuff.
She was in a car with her driver October 2020, and he's like, I think there's going to be a global pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And she's like, how do you know?
Yeah, sometimes you listen to a poor person, they'll tell you things that are actually important.
And now Trump, who's hanging out with a lot of billionaires who have a lot of money for research, is also finding out that these are ours. And what were the government's choices? A, tell us that that's what they're doing and widespread panic and pandemonium, or B, do what they're doing. But something is wrong because otherwise they would eliminate them, and everyone's being very cagey. So what do you think? This guy has also been talking to different people in government positions who agree and are watching.
All of a sudden,
now.
Pink mist shoots out of her head.
She gets
assassinated yeah. in the midst of her TikTok.
Yeah. Some guy pulls a black bag over it, drags her out of the room screaming. No!
If it interferes with any kind of radiation or light that they're looking for. And at night, the earth cools down and there's a greater contrast.
What do you think of this theory now, Jim?
Yeah, now I'm falling off the rails a little bit.
Radiation, geological activity, any kind of heat coming from any buildings or structures or vehicles. That's why this is happening at night.
That sums it up.
Well, yeah, you do that video and then you splice it in with like the Trump, wow, this is my first time hearing it.
Wow, you're telling me this for the first time. These drones, they're great drones. I don't know. Hey, it's New York. I don't live there. It's Jersey. I don't live there.
I feel like New York's kind of like a character in this story.
Yes.
About
yes.
the drones. You know, like when you think about the story about the drones in New York, it just feels like New yeah. York's kind of like a character in the story.
Ever since I was a young boy, I wanted to be a drone flying over Bedminster.
Hey, you drones, we're New Yorkers. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Yeah.
Throwing fucking tin cans at him and shit.
In New York, drones fly over cities, they're drones.
It is wild, though, because it's just like, back to what you were talking about, Mike, the thing is, I can't really blame people for being all in conspiracy theories. It's just because we've been lied to so much.
But it's just exhausting that it's everything.
The problem is, but it's like the last person you're going to believe is an official. It's like, you know, a cop or an elected official or our government. Like, no one's believing them. You're a sucker if you believe them. So I'm going to believe the guy on YouTube. Well, it's not even going to be YouTube anymore. It's going to be TikTok because YouTube already squashed all the great channels like Jim and them.
I'm not like saying prove it either, but are there videos or photos of any of these if they're this like widespread?
Well, I mean, we had a listener said they did see one outside their apartment.
These are not U.S. military drones.
This person put
again,
spooky
this is being investigated by local law enforcement. What our initial assessment here is that these are not
I go hard in the motherfucker.
They do a hype video from the drones. Entity or adversary.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
Is there video on this?
That's right. It's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That's madness that we don't know what these drones are.
From the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47
it's the foot, drones that turn into Steve Harvey's face.
Lifeboats was I don't know what followed that is. I've seen that. By between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water.
These are 6-foot drones that are somehow evading our detection. They are not being detected.
They're saying no threat, but how the hell do they know?
Talking sweet on
they don't
Keith.
Know anything. They don't know what it is. They don't know where it come from. They don't know nothing.
They know that they can't track kind
of,
them.
There's kind of a blurry picture for you, Mike.
Oh, a blurry picture of 3 lights? I've never seen one of those before.
I mean, but to be fair, we are seeing people in like government meetings discussing drones.
They know that they don't emit a signal. They know that they can't see them when they turn their lights out. They also indicated that they don't know where they come from. They don't know where they go to.
One family claims they followed a drone in their car, and while it hovered above them, the clock in their car changed times.
Some of the FBI agents that have been assigned to look into this.
It was 11:08, and all of a sudden it was 11:15. I think the drone did it.
Yeah, we drove for 10 minutes. Wait a second.
Wait, hold on.
And then the alien got in the forklift.
You're breaking up. You're like, you're in studio with us.
And I saw the baby, and the baby looked at me.
The baby looked at you. That's my favorite thing.
It's so good.
Drones flying over their homes.
It's right here over Picatinny.
Yeah, see the drone. Everybody say the drone. Say yeah.
Hey, all see the drone. Say yeah.
It's the same guy with gold teeth from the Leprechaun video.
I'm gonna get a forklift, dig up that tree. I want to get the gold. Give me the gold.
I just want to know what sort of political superstructure has been running the drones. What is the end goal? I just want to know what the end goal is. It's the same guy.
It's the drones go, woo!
Is that it a woo, wag? Woo? It feels like a wag the dog type of situation. They're doing it to us. Woo! I was listening to another podcast where this guy like lived like a horrible life or whatever. He said at one point like he lived with Bub Rub, but 10 years after Bub Rub, he was just like a drunk, sad guy.
Oh,
but it
man.
Was like he was roommates with Bub Rub.
That would be, yeah, because like people barely know who Bub Rub is, but
I don't know. Bub Rub.
He's the guy. He's the whistle go. The whistles go woo guy.
Because it was on.
Oh, that's just a Jim and Them sounder to me.
Yeah,
yeah. Because he was. Yeah, he was like E-bombs world viral. Yeah. So it was like 2002, and yeah, he fell on hard times, Bub Rub. But I guess he sold good heroin to Bub Rub.
Good for him.
Went up in the air and went towards it. I had full battery life. Not 3 minutes into the flight, I lost control of the drone. Warning on my screen, you know, lost control, and my drone started going down.
Pew pew.
FedEx. Yeah, the FedEx guy is good.
Seconds, and the drone went up and what, like a couple feet off the table.
Yeah, that just looks like a regular drone. Right,
I think these people are claiming that they
their drones got fucked up by interfering to follow. All right.
How it goes?
You know what? This would be sick though if it was like cool viral marketing. It's like. We captured footage of the drone, and it's just like blurry footage of like Santa flying by. And, like,
that would be dope, dude.
And they're like, oh, something hit the drone. Something hit all the drones. Dude. We got one.
If this
last
was all Santa,
just a big arg.
And one
Santa
last picture.
Arg.
Or one was last picture from all the drones, and it's like the equivalent of like the Texas Chainsaw picture of him coming at him, but it's Santa.
But if it wasn't even marketing, it was just actual Santa finally came.
Oh, we found out about
that. Would give me hope. Santa. That would give me hope.
He was just happy that we voted Trump back in. And he was like, finally,
on
the nice
here.
List.
That'd be a bummer. If Santa Claus finally exposed himself because Trump was back, that'd be a fucking bummer.
I'm a big fan. And a Chris Santa. Someone brought up, but I forgot about the time he just called Tim Pool from Apple. Tim Apple. He's like,
Tim Apple.
Tim Apple. We had a great conversation.
Tim Apple.
He's the ultimate your equivalent of how to steal from everywhere, of just act as if you just drop Tim Apple and keep moving.
When that clip we saw of him earlier, like, was president. That his, the clip we saw of him earlier talking about the drones, was that his new haircut, or is his new haircut a different one?
Oh, I don't know. That he does have crazy, he has a crazy look now, because he does not orangen it up.
He's got the broccoli cut now.
He debuted like a new hair. He debuted a new haircut.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
It's AI of him with like a fade, and we all laugh.
Yeah, look, see?
No!
It's his new hair.
Dude, how is this the fucking... How did this guy win the presidency?
Do you see who the president is right now? That's how. Wait, where's... Oh, here it is.
It's just hat hair.
Oh, yeah, you think it's just hat hair?
That's hat hair.
That picture they had... Like, oh, there Biden. It goes. Yeah, the comparison picture's great, though. It does. That looks like Trump clone to me, though.
He looks like Biff Tannen in old makeup.
Yes, he does.
He looks like Back to the Future 2 Biff.
Well, that's how you comb your hair, because, like, if he was wearing a hat, look how the bottom part would be. It would look great.
Yeah, yeah.
His hair would be that's all tucked in, and it's just be like, oh, yeah, look at that flowing mane out the back.
But
yeah, he just looks like a real person.
He starts wearing wraparounds. He's just doing the fucking baseball mullet guy look.
But I'm a surprise, or maybe this may exist. These are the pictures you'd see, and they'd have all these dots on it, like, this is Trump clone, or this is bigger Trump, or whatever. Like, this is not...
This is
like,
Trump.
Usually,
Chunkus. It would be Trumpkus. It would be big Trump is Trumpkus.
Because usually... Like,
you could see when they switch out the Trumpkus.
If there's any slight difference, there's all the internet sleuths come out to, like, tell you what's wrong. Because even how, like, the Luigi Mangione or whatever is not the guy. Like, they're trying to compare the...
different face.
They were saying his eyebrows were different or something. They were like, not the guy. Already figured it out. Looked at one picture. So, I don't know. I think this is just bigger Trump.
I think it's Trump.
So, you don't think it's... You don't think that's Trump? You don't think that Trump with wearing a hat and taking it off?
No, this is a different guy. That's Trump clone.
Okay.
And then this is Donald Trump.
But, like, is it good in this situation? Like, maybe he uses that so he can do both?
It could be. It could be, like, Queen Amidala.
Because,
like, she has decoys. Because, I mean, they already tried to kill him, what, 3 times leading up to the election? So you got to have these decoys out there.
Well, decoys and clones. And, like, for sure, like, Biden had a clone, but, like, that clone was, like, used.
Oh, wasn't that bigger Biden, though? Or is that smaller Biden?
It was slender Biden.
I think that's Biden.
I think we all knew him as Slender Biden because he was 7'8".
By the way, the joke that we're making is in Star Wars, there's Luke, bigger Luke, and there's Luke.
Just forgot about Luke.
Luke. Just so the people know this dumb thing that Jim and I keep saying.
You don't remember bigger Luke? Or is it just big Luke?
It's Luke, bigger Luke, and Luke.
Yeah, the big Luke, bigger Luke theory. Slightly larger, bigger Luke.
The theory is that Luke went down into the trash chute, died, and then R2-D2 cloned him and to make him a new Luke. And that one of the clones that didn't work, that's Luke. And he's, like, constantly trying to, like, get back, like, it's almost like Ben Reilly style, get back a life that's not
his.
He's
like Kane?
Sort of.
Or what's Ben Reilly now, the evil Ben Reilly?
Not Scarlet Spider, the other one.
Well, it's Ben Reilly, but he has a name like Thundershook.
Because look, yeah, there's
like he has a symbiote.
Because there's
everyone's
Luke,
got a damn symbiote.
Luke Prime, but if you look at bigger Luke, he's like slightly bigger.
But like that's just an outline. What is that?
It's
just showing you
how much bigger he is.
He's just bigger.
I know, but like that's not a picture of anyone.
It's just so you can tell easier.
Is this how you feel when I do stuff? Where I'm like, that's not a picture of two guys. That's the same outline. Bigger.
If you saw that outline, you'd know that's Luke though.
Now Jim, pull up Luke. Luke.
Uh-huh.
3 AUs.
Here's the visual evidence, though.
Okay.
Bigger Luke. It's scattered throughout the original Star Wars.
It's all the
film.
Same shit. It's just the Star Wars.
So there's multiple scenes containing both Luke Skywalker and Han Solo standing up against the same frame.
Uh-huh.
You'd be able to discern the existence of a slightly larger version of Luke Skywalker dubbed Bigger Luke. It's general agreed that Bigger Luke is approximately 2 to 3 centimeters or an inch taller than regular Luke.
Well, this is crazy because I only heard about the other one, the Black Luke, but I can't even say that or whatever.
I gotcha.
Yeah, the Black Luke?
oh, okay. Now I get it. That's disgusting.
That's why they put the...
that's despicable.
That's why they put the character Biggs Darklighter in Star Wars. It's a hint at bigger Luke.
It's a joke. Because, like, Luke Skywalker, but Biggs the Darklighter.
Do they have Luke in this article, though? Or Luke?
He's probably Biggs got his own thing.
Only know the Mexican
I think it's
version.
Luke with three U's.
Mexican version of Biggs.
I think it's like the sixth time we've done this on the show.
Yeah, but really? Like years and years ago.
There, it's two U's. There it is. Luke Skywalker.
Oh, there's some Dark Horse comic shit. Throw it in the garbage with like every other Dark Horse comic.
Well, Luke, they eventually made canon. And he was
based
when
on
they
what?
When they were trying to make clones of the Emperor, and this is like old like EU days, they did make a bad clone. Like that's what I'm saying. It's exactly like it's basically take the Ben Reilly Spider-Man stuff. Luke is Ben Reilly. He doesn't realize he thinks he's the real Luke and he's trying to take back his life, but it's not his life.
Well, then who's the black one? Spook.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's kind of the joke he did before.
Yeah, but different.
But he found another word.
Aren't you proud of me? Kind of like a new angle on a different, like I think it outside the bun.
You know what, Jim? You can't say that he's not thinking outside the box.
That's true.
You can say what you will.
That's the thing about
how
peppermint moonshine. Yeah. It's empty. You look over here.
Say what you will about Jeff's jokes. You can't say that they're not outside the bun.
Very true. There's his jokes have an era of fourth meal for sure.
Or fourth meal.
Jeff's jokes are going for the border.
Favorite part of the show?
Ooh, I mean the Corey Feldman unboxing.
I mean the 22 magazine, of course.
The timeshare.
Oh, the timeshare.
The
what a
timeshare
reveal.
That Nut Duddy Up being literally referenced in the notes, like one of four songs mentioned.
Yeah.
Nut Duddy Up.
The fact that Nut Duddy Up's a newer song.
The fact that he lied about like writing it when we know it's like a commercial.
Yes.
He said he wrote every line and said what they couldn't say for decades.
The box set has so many mysteries we didn't even know about it. Thank you so much, Eric, for that.
The wonderful gifts from friends.
Yes,
oh,
the great
gifts.
Great gifts. Thank you.
Yours is on the way.
Thank
you.
You'll
love it. You'll be like, this is the best gift.
He'll turn into Trump. He'll turn into Jim Trump.
What a great show. What a great show we have. What else? We talked about going viral. We spun the wheel a few times.
You'll open up Jeff's gifts and be like, who's on the line?
Yeah. The Carpenter trailer. Also just that film studio that I don't
Boomtown
remember the name.
Films.
Yeah, Jesus MMA. That's a great tag on a video.
Wait, I was right. There's two versions of Luke. I forgot. There's three U's and there's two U's.
Ah.
Sorry, that doesn't matter, though.
Yeah.
Three U's.
Yeah.
Even more malformed.
Uh-huh.
This, the Luke.
I can't remember what his deal was. I think he might have been more like Bigger Luke, where it's a fake theory thing. Hey, you want to hear more nonsense like this? Go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, where all of our amazing stuff exists. If you like the show, there's all sorts of bonus content on there. We've been doing it for over a decade, so there are literally thousands of shows on there for you to catch up on and enjoy. They are timeless. There's all sorts of great things. Jim, give the people out there an example of what they can find on the Patreon, brand new right now.
Oh, my God. What do we got? We got upcoming. We've got a Scarf Dogs coming. We made Big Boom AJ's. I made Big Boom AJ's meatball recipe that we enjoyed before the show. So tune in for that. We also talk about a bunch of other stuff on that. We don't just eat food into the mic.
Yeah.
We do that, but we also do some other
we
stuff.
We talk about, you won't even believe what we talk about because it's all over the place.
There's also still some time, even if it's after Christmas, it's still the Christmas season. So you can enjoy some Christmas films with your boys at Jim and Them. We got two Hallmark Christmas movies available that you could watch and hang with us. Some would say we don't watch them, and we talk about a bunch of other shit while the movie plays.
Very boring.
Not us talking, though.
The movie. Someone sent me a clip of a different, like, football player NFL Hallmark holiday movie.
They have another one?
Taylor Swift.
Well, and the clip is funny because it's like, you haven't heard of that player. He only won the MVP 9 years in a row, and he's a wide receiver. Yeah. And then I start sitting there, and I'm like, has a wide receiver ever won the MVP? Because I can think of like three running backs and 20 quarterbacks and zero wide receivers.
Mm.
That's what goes on in my head.
Yeah.
everybody.
You're telling me Jerry Rice didn't win MVP ever?
Nah, not once. He was getting 2,000 yards a season and getting nothing.
Wow. From community college, a lot of people don't know. He didn't go to college.
Yeah, from the TV show Community.
He's from the TV show Community. Speaking Jerry of, Spice.
Speaking of TV shows, showswhatyouknow.com, Jim.
Oh, yes. I host a television show podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss TV shows like The Sopranos, Penguin, bunch of other stuff. We haven't recorded in a little while, but we're going to be recording soon. Cobra Kai, new Karate Kid movie's coming out. Showswhatyouknow.com. Check it out. Hang with us. Talk about shit.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, give me a little background dirt on the Las Vegas comedy community.
Oh my God, I was just talking about Jerry Rice, and I was thinking,
are you Black Trump?
Chris Rock Trump.
Oh, okay.
But I was thinking about, which he was the first black president in that movie, the Chris Rock is the president. I forget what it's called, probably like Black Man in Office or whatever. It happened
that
in our lifetime. But what was I thinking about? Oh, we were talking about Jerry Rice. Fun fact, he went to community college. Also, fun fact, not Chinese. You would think he would be Chinese with the name Jerry Rice, but he's a black guy.
That's
which
good
is
trivia.
A fun fact.
That
Jerry
fun
Rice,
fact.
Black. January 11th, I believe, Roastlemania. It's me versus Johnny Penis Soft, a.k.a. Johnny Ravenscroft, fucking loser
Johnny
on there.
Penis
and
Soft.
Then, yeah, follow Jeff X Murphy for the best story on Instagram. And then a lot of great reels, great clips on there. And then I was also thinking, what about Liu Qi? And he's Chinese.
Mm. Wait, say that again?
Liu Qi? Liu Qi? I don't know. I feel it's like Liu-Qi. Chi? Luke Chi?
Maybe
back
I'm,
to you, Mike.
Maybe I'm missing something. My endorsement is
all the Lukes.
Okay. But I don't know what Lu Chi means.
It's Chinese. If you put like a dash K-E, I don't know.
Okay. My endorsement is a movie.
Shouldn't have asked.
you got Poe.
My
headshot.
My endorsement is a movie on Netflix called Carry On.
Oh, yeah.
It is a... I guess you'd call it like a new action movie. It's about a guy that works at TSA and someone's like, hey, you have to let this thing through or I'm gonna start killing people. And he's like, it's a dilemma action film. I think it's a very good film. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's incredibly accessible because it's on Netflix, but it doesn't feel like your typical streaming movie. And so that's my endorsement, is the movie Carry On.
Ooh. Also, yes, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry
Even
Christmas.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, you're still getting a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
What are the odds that I'm going to go to Midnight Mass this year, boys?
0%.
Let's all
zero.
Go.
0%. Let's all go.
We you know should what? Go to Midnight
Let me
Mass.
Think about how many years you fucking dumbasses have said this, and how many years have either of you even, like, pretended to organize
no,
something.
No, but you know what will happen? It'll be magical. It'll be like... Jim shows up to Midnight Mass. He's like shaking his head. He's like, this is stupid. He walks in and he's singing, come all ye. And then I walk up. We have
holding a candle.
I don't know why we're singing New Year's songs, but joyful. Oh, no, that's Christmas. And then Mike's like, come. And we're all there. And then Brian's there. And then Anthony's there.
The disciples from the Bible?
Yeah.
The disciples, the MMA Welsh guys there?
We should mention, you reminded me, Jeff, if you're still hanging out in the chat, we will be doing a New Year's Eve stream.
Yeah!
We've done it the past few years. So, I mean, if you're cool like us and you want to hang out.
It's actually really fun every year, too. Like, because it is sort of like 3-4 hours of like just freeform.
Yeah, it's
more
just
like a streamathon for like 5 hours.
Yeah, it's more like a hang than a show.
It's more of a hang. We watch a lot of different like news, whatever, like ball drop, whatever is going on, New Year's stuff. So
it's like low key a weird thing that I forget is like the most fun.
So don't stress yourself with like, what am I going to do for New Year's? Just hang out with the boys at Jim and them. We'll be streaming live. We'll be ringing in New Year's with all the different time zones in the U.S. Keep in the back of your mind. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
When you get your Christmas card,
yes,
show it to us. Show us where you're hanging it. Tag us. Let us know. We're happy that you're receiving them.
And on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.